For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood. For the past 3 years, Mama Khan, a Pakistani restaurant serving home-cooked Peshwari food, has been giving out iftar boxes during the month of Ramadan as part of their larger efforts to fight against food insecurity and give back to the community.
We have like around 10 to 15 people that come pick up hot meals. It's 3 o'clock soon, so people might come one at a time. And the first couple of years was very intense. I'll be honest with you, a lot of people came. But now the fact that other restaurants are also giving out free meals, it kind of like diverged everything to everybody. Like now it's like so many restaurants are giving out free meals.
This annual charitable initiative has a new twist every year. For instance, last year, the owner, Abdelaziz Khan, personally delivered the iftar boxes to single-parent households and widows in Montreal. This year, they raised additional funds to provide Ramadan grocery baskets to low-income families. These baskets will be distributed on Monday, March 16th.
It's, I think, incorporated in our religion where giving back to those that need it is a must. In the time of Ramadan is like, for example, I'm not eating, I'm not drinking, but I'm still sharing something with somebody else.
Mama Khan started off as a ghost kitchen during COVID. They opened their first restaurant in 2021, then moved next door to their permanent location in 2023. Initially, Abdelaziz opened the place with two brothers and his mother, who the restaurant is named after. She is also showcased in the logo of the restaurant, which takes shape in a drawing of a hijabi woman holding a food platter. At the center of Abdelaziz's vision for Mama Khan is giving back to the community. He even opened up a nonprofit in 2024 called Medina Foundation in order to better structure his charity work.
So when you're giving out meals, give out meals. If it's not like written down, if you're not counting every meal coming in, coming out, if you're not structuring donations, people might just think it's a random act of charity. But when you organize it, when you structure it, it brings more base to your giving back to your community.
At Mama Khan, there are community initiatives year-round too. They recently launched the first halal soup kitchen in Montreal. They operated as a warming center earlier this year, offering free hot chai during a harsh snap of cold. They also did a collaboration with Bishop's University, where every 3 pointers that their men or women's basketball team would score, a hot meal would be donated. Such initiatives, alongside partnerships with organizations such as Islamic Relief and Penny Appeal, have enabled Mama Khan to consistently serve the community.
A little known fact is that our kebab was auctioned for $4,000 for Islamic Relief. We co-hosted a charity event with them where we auctioned different items out, and the kebab, our chubby kebab, was auctioned for $4,000. So it's unofficially the most expensive kebab.
They are also out in the community actively distributing meals.
We hand out meals, each meal given out to people directly. My most meals would be, like, for example, every Friday we average around 140, 150 meals at Old Missionary Brewery, Place Benoit, it's another homeless shelter, Park X outside of the metro, Place Emile Gamelin, and also inside a restaurant where people can come in and grab a hot meal.
Last year, Abdelaziz also ran for city councillor for the Park Extension area with Transition Montréal and came third with over 700 votes. His mission was focused on creating a neighborhood that is affordable and filled with opportunities. Despite his loss, he continues to fight against food insecurity. He's currently planning on opening a community grocery store inside the restaurant.
Food insecurity is more than just giving out meals. It's creating a system where it's sustainable and it's structured in a way where people can come and take advantage of it. It's not going to be a system where we're going to put the profits before people.
For more, go to cjlo.com/news.